Is there any way that I could hypnotize Elizabeth to potentially recover any memories?
Yeah, if she allows you to.
Would you at all be comfortable with me trying to hypnotize you to try to resurface some of these memories to find more information?
If you only ask about certain memories, then yes.
Well, we're only curious about anything, like, directly from your...
Staking. Yes. I think that would be fun.
I assure you from my license that I will only ask you those questions.
Yeah, I don't want to go into detail of who I was, like, eating at the time. Like, just don't.
All right, I want to hypnotize Elizabeth.
Okay. So you put her into a trance, completely willingly. So what questions are you going to ask?
Tell me about, walk me through the last couple of hours from when you were staked.
Now...
Or do I need more specific than that?
No, that's fine. Elizabeth, all you see is you can't make out much, but you see a chamber that you're in with high concrete walls.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by many, many people, and you can't make out the faces, at all.
All right.
But you hear words almost of judgment.
All right. Well, it seems like I did something bad.
Do you remember any faces?
No faces, just a high cement walls, judgmental voices, sort of like when dog food says things to me.
So nothing familiar?
Not that I can hear.
Judgmental voices. That's interesting.
The one thing you hear is as they're rambling off allegations, they say, the only good that came from her is when she prevented a breach in the masquerade.
Oh.
But in order to do that, she had to kill her former lover.
Whoa.
We've all been there.
That's what I was gonna say, shit happens.
Yeah.
But that's about it. That's all.
Yeah, so she says that, and she's like, she says her, all of what she remembers, and that's it.
Okay, that's it.
Cool. Do you want to ask anything else?
So nothing.
Are we all listening to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't explicitly remember anyone familiar. The room.
This sounds like a trial.
That's what I was gonna say. It sounds like you were being on trial for something, and your punishment was to be staked.
Yeah, that would be my inclination.
Can we go at all further back, or is this...
If you want.
Yeah.
All right, let's go a day backwards. What were you doing 24 hours before that occurred?
That was probably the party.
It was mostly parties.
You were staring...
There's a lot of parties.
You were staring longingly at a picture of...
Oh, yeah, what's her name? Hold on. Oh, I didn't write her name down. Oh, wait, yeah, I did. No, I didn't. Damn it.
No, one. I'm going to get one from the lore board.
Oh, no, I've got my other sheet. Hold on. This is all, like, from real... This is from my stolen car, by the way. That's why it's all messed up.
Oh, my God.
Because I got my car back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome that you got your car back.
That's right. So her former lover was named Caroline Livingston Scott Harrison.
Whoa.
She was the wife of the president.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a real person?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
The president no one remembers.
The president no one remembers, yeah. So that was her lover, and she... she was... You know, she was truly in love with this person, and, you know, there's a lot of politics involved. So she kind of just goes on talking about how she's anxious because of all of the politics and because of all this, but she's enjoying time with this person that she loved.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting to see where the traumatic memory loss may have come in.
Is there any other information you guys want that is within the realm of...
Of this?
What is okay to ask her?
Yeah, she won't remember this either. She's just...
I feel like we're getting a pretty... I think we have a pretty decent picture.
So you killed the president's wife?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, dude.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
so that's which, why the president's horses brought you somewhere?
Yeah. They well, really she, frown
you
upon
you know
it.
That you did. Or, yes. Are you not telling them?
No, sorry. No. She, yes. She, well, technically in the history book says she's died of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
But she was killed by a vampire.
Yeah.
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 And you were the vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling us this?
Yeah. She tells you she tells you that was, she doesn't know, I don't think she knows where she did it.
So I.
She did it to prevent prevent someone finding out about the masquerade.
Right.
Okay. I suspect then that you were probably staked by vampires rather than by... This was probably a local government issue rather than by all the president's men because they would probably have just killed you.
Not if the presidency and the masquerade is intertwined somehow.
I don't know. Either way, it's interesting stuff. I don't think we should tell anyone about it. It's no one's business.
Why do they think that she's still a threat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if that was going to breach the masquerade in the last 80 years, we'd know about it by now.
If what was going to breach the masquerade?
Her killing the president's wife. Which, like, don't do it again. Actually.
Actually. Elizabeth out of the trance.
Let me pitch you a mission.
I think that might be why they're so concerned that she's awake again.
Yeah.
And that if she remembers what's happening or what has happened.
Yeah, it's... I don't have any action items based on this. This is interesting. I don't think it's anyone's business.
No. No one will know. I don't know.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, so you wake her up?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We wake you up.
And I remember all of this. Okay. So, yeah. So, well... That's unpleasant.
That's,
she immediately lights up a cigarette and is just like, I didn't want to remember that, but now it's too late, so.
Look, I apologize, but at least we have a better understanding as to why people are interested in you.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more reasons than that, but we'll fade it out with time.
No, that's probably it. That's probably the only thing.
All right.
Just showing the cigarette like that one. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything immediately we want to do about that. That sounds... that's much less shitty than it could have been, to be honest. I mean, like, you know, we've all accidentally killed the president's wife once or twice, right? We're all adults.
They put you in that
coffin.
No,
Harrison was an asshole, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why they put you in that coffin with those symbols on it. Like, with the clan symbols, except Ventru. That was missing.
Can you... Yeah, you can't remember anything else from your trial, generally.
No, it seems like kind of a blur, but do you have any... Do you have an illustration of that symbol you can show her? Or a picture of it?
We did. I think we did.
Yeah, we still have
it. I don't think you ever showed it to Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, I suggested that we take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put it on the thing, too. So yeah, she'll look... She'll study it for a while. And just say, who are the current Ventru here?
Oh, in the city?
In the city? Yeah, we don't really know aside from Jace.
The asshole, yeah.
I don't know. How much do we know about local kindred politics?
You'll know a good portion of it. You specifically and Charlotte will know a lot more.
So we can stop than Ulrika. We'll stop throwing out names.
Mm-hmm. You know the prince's last name is Lacroix.
Uh-huh. Okay, and from my time like here, I haven't met any of them.
Yeah, so we'll start saying every venture we know, and you tell us if anyone familiar sounds.
The names don't ring any bells.
Well,
do you want me to do a bunch of names?
God, I think I've been under the ground too long to know any of these.
You don't know Benny Funtax?
No.
Or
Mr. Funbags?
Yeah. Or you don't know Crisp Winstead. Fenty Trenchcoat, you don't know her?
No. No. I do not know them or Bulbasaur Butterfree.
Yeah.
of them.
What about Womp Philbert?
No.
Okay.
Almost, but no.
Okay, that's all eventual I know.
Well, it's interesting that whatever is happening here, it goes beyond all of the clans, or they all got together for some reason.
Our theory was that it was a hunter, and that they were ticking off whichever clans they had already gotten. That's why we thought you were a Ventru.
Right.
That Asimite one's really that. Well done. Look at that. That's crisp.
They were a good artist,
That's a difficult one to do, I'm just saying.
Let me tell you, it was.
Those are on a coffin. I mean, they did a pretty good job. It's just, it's hard.
smart stuff.
Yeah, it's really hard. I'm concerned about, again, I think that everyone in the city is incompetent who is in higher power. And I'm concerned that they're concerned for reasons that they might not understand, and which puts all of us in danger.
That's, I'm not saying that's an unfair...
I feel like I need to go on the dark web and see if there's any masquerade...
See if you can get anything
US
more.
U.S. politics intermingling.
Yeah, you can go and... For sure, you have new stuff to look up, right? You've got new Wikipedia articles to... Yeah.
So I think I would want to do that, just because that's piqued my interest.
Incognito tab, for sure.
Yes.
Some couple VPNs.
Yeah.
I like that tunnel bear because it's got a little picture of a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I picked that one.
How much are you all? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. It's Alta Vista.
So, I don't know. I feel like because she's so, I guess, disturbed from remembering all of this because she hadn't remembered it before.
Mm-hmm.
You all still feel like that she has more information and she's not telling you. Just because I feel like she's just, you can tell that she's just messed up from this.
Yeah.
I feel like we could also recognize that, when you're going, well, at least Charlotte understands, if you're going through, extreme trauma, you're not going to be able to talk about all of it immediately.
There might be some other stuff.
We all have skeletons.
And at that point, poof!
The door
breaks open.
Can we lock the door?
And you see Fane walk in with his his henchman.
This is the Treme guy?
Yeah. He said, it wasn't over the last time, and Callistra's not here to help you.
Mr. Robes.
But this time, they don't have the robes on this time.
Okay.
But what you do notice...
That looks weird out in public.
What you do notice is that it's almost like they've cut themselves up and down.
They're going to do some moopy goopy shit. All right.
So I need to put Dawn on.
Unsettling.
And you just see claws come out.
Claws?
In a sense. They just have longer fingernails.
Okay, so they're not getting the mechanical benefits of claws. Yeah.
Your blood magic.
All right, well, it sounds like there's claws for alarm. And they've given us...
No one acknowledge it.
Leave.
No one acknowledge it.
And if we wanted to do some violence now, we would certainly have just claws.
God damn it.
Nobody look at him.
If you all read my contract, I think you'll find that there's a clause...
Oh, my God.
...that says that I'm in charge of violence.
Can I stealth?
Just I thought you were saying,
can I stake him? Or her. Sorry, her.
I wanna hide.
I can't fight these people. There's no way I can. I know that, I'm like, they're...
One of you, I'm sure, there's a shotgun under the bar. You all know that.
Yeah. You should jump behind the bar then.
I'll curtsy behind the bar.
So I'm gonna get my claws out. That's what you have to do, get your claws out. I'm gonna fly whichever the nearest one is. I'm gonna give him a...
I'm using daunt, by the way.
Give him some stuff.
That.
Yeah, do your daunt.
Okay.
I'm gonna attack a guy.
Okay, so you are going... There's four. Fane plus three others.
I'm gonna go for one of the subsidiary moopies.
Okay.
All these words, moopies.
And I'm gonna try and grapple him at first.
Sure.
So, and I'm gonna juice my strength.
Absolutely.
And I do not get hungrier.
Okay. One of you going for the
gun. So I have 3 strength.
Are you one of you?
And I'm going to try. Three brawl.
I can barely fight.
1 extra for grappling. Okay. 3 strength.
Okay, you're going for. You need to get 6.
Oh, yeah.
6?
Yeah, yeah.
6! Fuck me!
I don't know how to do this without. I can't lift. This is so heavy, I can't lift it up.
That's what she said.
Hey-o!
All right. I'm not going to get 6. I got 1, 2. I got 2 successes.
3.
Two yeah. successes?
Yeah, so he's going to do his margin back to me, right? Yeah, I didn't do very well.
No, that's a 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually going to try to bite you.
No!
Okay.
But I lose 2
he
dice
loses
because
2
of
dice
that.
To bite me, yeah.
Three successes out of 4.
Okay. Does that mean he did succeeded?
No,
you. Oh, I'm rolling it. He's yeah. attacking me back.
Yep.
What am I rolling?
Composure and athletics.
Composure athletics is 2 dice.
Or yeah.
Or
you can use dexterity if you want.
Okay, that's way better. Yeah. Composure and athletics.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1. That was a success on a blood die.
Okay.
So I got 3. I got 3 more to roll.
I was thinking of something else, that's why.
Okay. 2, 3 successes. So he got the fang thing
got
on?
Got the fangs in, yeah.
Okay, well, Bubba's going to go for him now.
Okay.
Unless someone else desperately wants to take
well,
a turn.
Well, I was just saying I'm going to use Soaring Leap to get behind the bar to where the gun is. I might not be doing anything yet, but that's okay. what yeah. I was doing.
You take 2 points of aggravated damage.
Oh, fuck. Can I borrow your pen?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, what are you doing?
I went behind the bar.
Oh, so you're already behind the bar. Are you yeah. going for the gun?
I am going for the gun.
Yeah, you go for the gun. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to use a gun.
Yeah.
You would know. You would know how to use
a gun. Oh, I guess I would know. Like,
you both have. You might still have pistols that you were given for the heist too, so you might still both be armed.
Okay, so like,
armed.
Yeah. Are you gonna use your pistol then?
I'll use the shotgun. That's gonna do more of a widespread damage.
Right. And then it has the incinerator.
It does. Yeah.
We'll tell you. Training wheels are off on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're saying Bubba's gonna attack.
Bubba's
now?
Gonna attack. Yeah.
Okay,
he's
great.
Gonna attack the one I just attacked.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Should mean that he doesn't have any dice left.
Well, he's already grappled into you.
Yeah.
Well. Sucking
so
into you.
So Bubba should only have to get 1 success, yep. hopefully, to do some damage. 1, 2, 2 successes. 3 successes. 4 successes. 4 successes.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
So
and he does some amount. What's his damage?
I got it here.
Yeah, he's got 1 extra damage.
Yep.
Okay. How's this guy looking?
He's hurting, but you see Bubba just rip into the back of his legs
mm-hmm.
and just he chomps down on his thigh and is not letting go mm-hmm. as you see Vitae just drop.
Is he going to break? Is this breaking his hold? He still got me. He didn't
you.
Grapple me, did he?
No, he didn't grapple me. No, yet. He didn't grapple you. Ulrika.
So, I don't have a gun though. So
no.
Do you have the shotgun?
Yep. You see Fane, you see dog food getting mm-hmm. attacked
mm-hmm.
Getting bitten by one of the kindred. Mm-hmm. You see Fane and the 2 other mm. kind of circling around trying to figure out who they're going to be attacking next.
Is Fane closer to me or one of his lackeys?
They're still in that crescent moon shape as they walked in before,
mm-hmm.
but... Fane is a little bit behind, and his two lackeys are in front of him.
Because I'm assuming Fane is more powerful than his lackeys, so I would want to... I want to try to scare one or both of the lackeys to where they are hesitant or leave. So I want to use Daunt and Intimidate
cool.
to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Does being beautiful help make you more intimidating? Because I find that to be the case.
Yeah, same.
I need you to look at these just so I'm not lying.
Did you just
Yeah, so very unfortunate.
Did you just roll some absolute bullshit?
He rolled all zeros. Okay. So I need to roll four.
And it wasn't all zeros, but it was
a lot.
It was
a lot of successes. So I add four to intimidate rolls, so that would be four, and then I use swords intimidate.
You use manipulation plus intimidation?
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, you have the skill plus thing, then
manipulation.
Presence. In your presence.
Oh, wait. Four for presence. Three for manipulation.
Yep, and then your intimidation.
And intimidation is two, and I have two hunger dice, so I'm going to borrow your two. Hopefully.
And one could say you're trying to hack them, which would, never mind, Karen, roll with that.
Just pour some more. I think you just fucked. I'm just going to get ones now, thanks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've got eight successes. So.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I've got one, two, three, four. I got a crit, one on a blood die, so two zeros. An eight, a nine, and a seven.
So that's pretty much even, but you are a messy crit, where I had a...
Clean crit.
Mm-hmm. So...
what are you doing? It's like crit versus crit?
Yeah.
You got a cooler crit. I think that should come in your favor.
We'll see what happens.
So you rush up to him.
Mm-hmm. I'll just keep this right here.
Tell me what you're going to do.
I'm just gonna
run.
Yeah. I'm just gonna be very flat tone. Get the fuck out. Like, leave.
Okay, fine. And he takes out a knife, slices at you, and runs. And you just get nicked a little bit.
Okay.
Now. Roll me a composure and resolve check.
Oh, Lord. So that's two. Composure
that's
and resolve.
That's basically your willpower is your composure plus your resolve, whatever your willpower is, your full willpower.
Even though I have two?
Yeah, it's your full, if you have composure and resolve, that's just what that is. It's a short way of figuring it out.
Oh, okay. So I have two composure and three willpower, so five die. Okay. A zero, a seven, a six, and a six. So four successes.
Four successes. Mm. So what you start to feel woozy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as you're losing your strength right now.
Oh, so there's poison on the knife? I think there's poison on the knife. Be careful.
One guy ran.
You see one run out the door. You see Ulrika just getting nicked with a knife, but moving back and forth, almost like a snake charm. But you can just see her kind of wobbling.
Can she try and heal that?
No. I have no idea.
But now you see Fane and one of his lackeys that's in front of him. And you see dog food being attacked by this other lackey.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Bubba attached on.
So I'm going to grab the shotgun,
mm-hmm.
kind of pull it on top of the, like, right next to the espresso machine, and aim it, like, holding, like, bracing it on the counter so I don't get shot back.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to shoot Fane.
Okay.
Bam. Right in the back.
He's out in the open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Roll me a firearms and dexterity check.
Okay, I have nothing.
Also, you can juice that with, you can do a rouse check to get an extra die.
Yep.
Okay, so I can have then I take a blood die?
No, you'd make a rouse check.
Okay,
so I roll. Six or better.
Okay.
It's going to happen either way.
Yeah, I got
to say. But you don't get hungry.
Okay.
So you can, confuse composure or was it dexterity?
It's going to be dexterity and firearms.
You have two dice.
Okay, so I just have two dice. It was one blood. Oops.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was blood.
Nowhere.
You only have two dice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're both blood dice. Okay. Yeah. No, it's just one. Oh, they're both blood dice.
Yeah.
Okay. And I failed.
No successes.
You.
No one's surprised that Elizabeth failed at shooting shotgun.
Yeah, I'm just fire throwing that out there.
You shoot and you just see. Flames spread out the end of this shotgun, but it just doesn't get far enough to reach Fane.
Okay, but they don't like fire.
Yeah, does he have to do a frenzy check?
No,
fear frenzy.
They don't like fire.
Charlotte, You see a burst of flame come off of the bar. You see Ulrika swaying in the background and dog food getting chomped on with Bubba aiding in his rescue. Her rescues.
How many lackeys are there?
There's three. There's two now and Fane himself.
One is occupied.
One is occupied. Oh yeah.
What's the other one doing?
He's taking his turn.
Yeah, he hasn't taken his turn yet. He's still
hanging out with Fane, kind of.
Yeah.
I would like to mesmerize that lackey.
Okay.
So I believe and dominate.
I feel like I look like the. Whenever you're playing Mortal Kombat and you're waiting for the
finish him.
Or her.
Well, it was either like, come and take care of you.
Like, no, I'd rather you take, I'm fine. I just got poisoned or whatever.
It's probably some loopy goopy shit.
I got a 4, so whatever you.
Seven. That's what I got.
You got 4 successes or you got 8? 4
successes.
Oh, for fudge's sake.
Another success.
Robin, you're making me nervous. Sugar.
So no success, but I will allow you to move to wherever you want in the coffee shop.
Okay, I'm gonna come over to Orga.
Okay.
Hi, friend.
Hi, friend. <Sorry. laughs> Just like.
Okay. Okay. He sees you and he knows what you were trying to do, so he runs up to you and tries to stab you.
Oh, Lord. I saw my gun, right?
You saw the gun, yeah.
But you're going to make a dex and a...
Athletics
check, yep.
3.
And you can juice it if you want.
I will juice it.
Now, yeah, roll for...
For a rouse.
For the juice.
For the juice...
One.
Okay. Yeah, okay, she gets so one more hunger.
Shala has 2 hunger.
But you still get the juice.
Yeah,
I
get the juice.
How many?
I got 1-0.
That's it?
Yeah, 1-0.
Okay, so he comes up, stabs you with the knife. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You take 4 points of... superficial damage.
But don't you, and then she halves that?
Yep. Sorry, 2 points.
So you had 2 points. You can also heal 1 for a rouse check.
It's going to be a single slash instead of 2, an X on that chart. You can tracker also, for you.
And you can do a rouse check if you want to heal 1 point per turn.
Okay.
And you start to feel incredibly woozy again as well.
All right.
Getting them woozies.
They're just woozy buds.
Dog food, you are now being, you're the, fangs are still in you.
Okay.
But
so he's grappling me, eh?
Not really, because the teeth are starting to come out because Bubba's pulling back on him.
All right, so I'm just going to, so we're not within a grapple at the moment, so I'm just going to hit him a bunch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to juice my strength again.
Yeah.
So roll for juice. Dog food gets 1 hunger. She's now on hunger 2. But she has 6 dice.
Okay, I only got 2 successes.
Okay.
Only 2.
1 success. 2 successes. 3 successes.
All right, and are you using your claws?
I'm using my claws.
All right.
So that should, yeah. Is the damage bonus 2 on the claw?
Yeah, and it's aggravated too, because you're attacking a vampire. So, or kindred. So you...
Giving him them moopies. I'm getting it, like, he's attached to me by his fangs, and he is now realizing what a bad idea it is to tether yourself.
Yeah, how do you drop him?
To a claw. Oh, he's out, he's done. Okay, then it's going to be cool. So I'm going to put a claw in one part of his chest, one in another, and I'm going to just suplex him across the room.
Damn.
I'm not going to suplex him, that's it, but I'm just going to fling him through that window.
There goes another window.
No!
So
through the other window,
You take both claws and just before you toss him, you rip out as much skin as possible, so vitae just starts to pour all over the ground, and you chuck him out the window, breaking the only window left in the coffee shop.
Yeah,
that was unbroken.
No.
Oh, fuck. The dog's welcome sign
again
is just smashed by his corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob is gonna wait a little bit. Okay. He's gonna see if someone. He's looking for a target of opportunity.
Okay. Elizabeth, you're still behind the bar with shotgun in hand. Mm-hmm. You see both Charlotte and Ulrika drop to the ground.
Great.
Oh shit! We're on the ground now.
And then, and there you see them essentially pass out. Mm-hmm. And then you see one of the henchmen standing over them, and Fane still watching behind.
Okay.
So there's one henchman and one Fane left.
Yep.
Okay.
Fane.
Whatever. This would be a good time for whatever you have.
I have nothing, but.
I mean, you can fire the shotgun.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you see the henchman just staring at you now.
So you can also try and you could try and dominate him, I guess. That's the most amount of dice you have is to get him to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dominate them. Actually, I think I'll try and dominate them, and
you'll only be able to do one or the other.
Damn it!
So I would do the henchman because Thane probably has more dice.
Or I can just shoot them.
But you have.
I can't. I know. I'm terrible at shooting. Yeah. I know.
But you. I mean, you'll be. You can juice that die too, so you get three.
Yeah, I kind of want to just shoot them.
And okay. Then you can use willpower to reroll too.
Yeah. I kind of want to just shoot them.
Okay. So what do you say?
Elizabeth is feeling fresh today and just wants to shoot them.
So roll
She's tired of everybody's condescending voice.
Yeah. Roll what?
Roll to rouse the blood.
Okay, and so I forget, I have two blood dice.
Yes. This is just to see if you get hungrier from the juice.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Sorry, I rolled it for you. That was, and I rolled badly, so it doesn't count.
So you get two, so the way that works is it's kind of like advantage.
Okay.
You roll two, take the higher, but that's when you're using one of your disciplines.
Right,
like
okay.
Like mesmerize or something like that, where you need to do that.
Okay, well, I'll roll. Okay, it's just bad.
So you gain a hunger.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
So I don't have anything in shooting.
So you get 1 point for firearms. You're going to get 1 point for, or what do you have for your?
Her highest firearms ability, because it's different ones for different situations, is composure. She has two composure.
I'll give you the composure. That's fine.
Okay.
You can also juice composure.
Okay, so I have three blood dice because I have three blood, and then so I can add another one.
Basically, you have. If you juice your composer by one, you'll have three. You'll have three composure, and you'll have three dice because you don't have your firearm.
Then I'll do that.
But you're cool under pressure.
Right, but I have three blood dice. Yeah. So. Well, let's see.
Hungry crit. Okay, you got a success.
Yay!
Just one success. Did you want to reroll?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, you can't reroll hunger dice.
You can't.
Not on willpower.
Didn't know. Learning's half the battle.
It's true.
Yeah, Joe.
So, I only had two successes. Excuse me, three successes. So,
I'm at least shooting things.
You see the henchman just run up to you, and you pull the trigger, and another breath of flame cones out of the shotgun, and he just barely dodges it, but you see the left arm get incinerated off of it.
Ew, gross. Nice.
Gross.
Barbecue.
How does he react to that? Is it with admirable sang-froid?
Yeah. But now he jumps up onto the bar, and he's going to attack you.
Cool, because I can't bite.
He's going to use all his dice up on this.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I can't bite at all.
So you can roll me a dex and an athletics if you want.
Okay, that doesn't really...
You can also juice that.
That's okay. I only have one. Mm-hmm. So is that a blood dice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're hungry.
Right. Okay. I nope, I failed. So, I figured I did.
So he comes up onto the bar, pulls out his knife, and slices you, and you drop.
But he's I needed a nap.
So he's out of dice now, though. He has nothing to defend with. And we still have, Bubba still has 6 dice.
Right? Absolutely.
So Bubba's going for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This better be, this is pretty fucking clutch, Bubba. You get this better go. One success, 2 successes. 2 successes. Bubba has 2 willpower. He's gonna reroll.
Okay.
Fail, success. Success. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Good luck in the day.
Plus 1 damage for being a dog.
That's true. So you see Bubba run and jump up onto the counter next to this henchman.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him grapple up as though he was going to hug Charlotte. But as he does that, you see his claws turn in and spike through the neck of the henchman as his teeth claw through his jugular and rip it out.
He's a good dog.
Jeez.
All right, so what's our current henchman count?
Blood just drips down and soaks the V-Day just drips and soaks the floor.
Is this guy out?
Our floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm passed out, but our floor.
So Thane is the only person standing right now.
Thane is the only one standing.
But Elizabeth is the only one of ours who's standing.
No, you're the only...
Did you take damage in that last one?
She's out.
I got poison.
You're the only one standing.
You're the only one standing.
We're all unconscious.
Oh, fuck.
What's up for all your dogs or something?
I guess it's my turn.
But you and Bubba, technically.
Yeah, you and Bubba.
You think you can beat me?
Do you want to call this one a draw?
Funny.
Fuck it.
I told you that pyramid would be mine. You should have given it to me in trade for that information.
Yeah, well, Gavin isn't a word. 2 dice, strength. I mean, it's just going to be a grapple. So we got 2 of these. I'm going to juice it to 3 strength. Oh, I got to roll my rolls.
Huh.
I do not get hungrier. Is that a good hurt or a bad hurt?
It's an average hurt.
Okay. So I don't get hungrier. I have 1, 2.
Gotta get a 3 or higher.
3. 1, 2, 3. And my grapple dice. One, two, 3 successes. And I'm gonna re-roll.
Isn't it?
Am I gonna re-roll?
That was...
Hang on. 1 success, 2 success, 3 success. Yeah, that's right.
Is 5 a success? No.
No, anything over 6 and above.
1 and 2. Okay, so I got 3 successes.
So you're able to grapple. You can wrap your arms around him.
Okay.
And get him close to you.
And he's immobilized. He can't do shit. He misses his turn. Now Bubba's going to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a difficulty of 0, I think.
I'm sorry that Elizabeth was so useless in this entire fight. She's not very good at fighting.
We didn't, you know.
She's not very good at fighting.
I figured, I don't think any of this was a surprise to Doc.
You lasted longer than us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like she's at least earned everyone's trust
Bubba
a little bit.
So Bubba got 1, 2, 3 successes, and he's going to use his last willpower point.
At least I scared somebody away.
4 successes. 5 successes. 6 successes.
Nice.
Bubba fucking rules. 6 die. 6 successes.
Bubba starts clawing at his back and ripping it to shreds as you see Vitae just dropping. Mm-hmm. But he's not down yet.
He's not down. Okay. He's got to try and break out of the grapple, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're useless.
Hunger.
I'm taking a little nap.
Yeah. He is going to punch forward.
He's contested?
Yeah, you can contest it.
So he's going to... So I got 7 again.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2...
You need 7.
He rolled 7 successes on 7 dice?
Yep. No, he's got more than that.
Fuck.
Where's our fucking bodyguard when we need her?
We let her go early.
Damn it.
I don't remember telling her that. One, two successes. Three, four successes. Yeah, I'll live with four successes. So he gets out of the grapple.
He gets out of the grapple, but that's as far as he gets.
Okay. So that means it's my turn again. Mm-hmm. How's he looking?
He's looking... You can see that he is very out of... he is not doing well. Lots of skin has been shredded.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'll, you know...
He's talking a free action?
Sure.
You want to call this one?
You want to give me the pyramid?
All right. For the podcast, Doku just picked up all of her dice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven dice. One, two, three successes, and she's going to re-roll three.
Nice.
Okay, she got a crit, so that's, she had three, now she has five. And she got another zero.
Oh.
And she got a seven, so she got five, six, seven successes.
What are you doing?
I'm grappling him.
Okay.
So he's helpless for when Bubba rolls.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Roll for Bubba.
And he misses his turn either way.
Just all unconscious.
Or just like...
Are they able to like try and wake up or anything like that, or are they out?
No, they're out. They can't do anything.
I was going to say, we're going to like roll around.
Or just sleepy.
Bubba got three successes.
Woo! He is looking... very, very just fading at this point.
He's not able to keep it. He's going to try and break out, I guess.
Oh, God, give me a contested. I've got a...
Six dice.
I'm starting feeling bad for this guy getting mauled by a dog. Like,
he very much started it.
It's true, he came back and asked for it.
Yeah, he's the reason why we're all unconscious on the floor.
He's the reason our coffee shop is just shit now.
I got three successes.
I don't think insurance is going to cover this.
Yeah. You didn't even come close.
Okay, so he's out again?
What? No.
I was grappling him, so he has to roll just to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Grapple.
He's
powed out.
Powed out.
Okay.
Just kill him, dude.
I'm working on it. Again, you want to call this one?
How many times are you going to ask?
I don't know. Talking is a free action. right, so, one, two, three,
but you see him
four,
panting at this point.
Five, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I got four successes. How many successes did you get?
Five.
You got five?
Okay, I'm trying to be a dick.
That's pretty marginal. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to feel that too hard.
Yeah. So you take... He backs up as you go in with your claws.
Mm-hmm.
And he backs up enough just to nick you.
Oh, fuck.
With his knife.
That knife's no good.
And you start to feel woozy.
No, send Bubba.
All right, but he's used all his dice?
Yep.
Okay, it's time for some clutch dogs shit.
Come on, Bubba.
Bubba's going to get a lot of treats if Bubba
can finish. Yeah, Bubba's going to run if this doesn't happen.
Please end this with us all just unconscious on the ground. All of us.
One, two, three successes against nothing. So he does four damage.
You see, Bubba sees you drop.
Oh, no.
And then he drops at the same time.
Bubba drops?
No.
Oh, the guy drops?
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Bubba
hasn't been hit.
No, but Bubba doesn't do aggravated damage. So he's only impaired. So he takes negative two... he'll take... How many did you get?
I got one, two, three successes.
I'll take one superficial onto him. And you drop. What does Bubba do as he sees you fall?
he's gonna probably just he's gonna probably attack again, to be honest, as soon as he gets a chance.
Okay.
Or he might try and get me out. I don't know. It depends. So what's this guy doing to Bubba? Is he approaching him or?
No, he's not.
Okay. Bubba's probably gonna try and drag. He's gonna grab dog food and try and drag her away.
Okay. Make me a dex, either a strength and a athletics check or a dex and athletics check.
It's a 6-4 bubble, whatever.
Did Thane fall down?
No, because it was superficial.
He's
still
on melee. He got 3 successes on that.
3 successes? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to roll.
What happened?
1, 2, 3, 3 and 3. So Bubba manages to get up to you mm-hmm. and start dragging you quickly, and Thane reaches for you and grabs onto your shirt mm-hmm. as Bubba is pulling back and pulling back and pulling you towards the door, and Thane is ripping at you, trying to
keep you where you are.
But he doesn't, and Bubba gets you out of the door and takes you down.
Pull me as far as he can.
He gets you away from this building as far as he can.
Okay. And he's probably going to howl for assistance. Mm-hmm. Other dogs are going to show up.
Okay.
And pull.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll pull you down the street, down to the...
It's an odd scene.
Yeah, they're going to be as far away
yeah,
as they
down
can.
To the water's edge, yeah. Basically.
Okay.
And that's where you three... are just out. And the scene closes, but Thane walks up, takes you, puts a spike through each of your shoulders against the wall.
I don't like that.
Elizabeth, you're laid out in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drives a stake through Ulrika and through Charlotte. Blood drips. Vitae drips down over onto Elizabeth.
Ew.
And the howls from the dogs can be heard from all around the street, from all around the domain, your domain.
Mm-hmm.
And in walks Callistra, looks at you two, looks down and says, "Who are you and what? Where have you come from?"
Well, wait, they're friends? Her and Thane?
Oh, no, Thane had left. Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, to Elizabeth?
Yeah, she...
Well, I'm passed out, so I can't answer that.
And then the scene ends.
Scene ends.
Well, they're just staked. You can just take the things
Is
out,
Is that
right?
The end of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell of an ending. That's what we call a cliffhanger. While you guys decide MVP, I'm going to run because I really need to use the restroom.
Oh, MVP, I think is... I wrote down the quote. Smelling a little fleshy down here.
Oh. That's MVQ. That's most vampire quote.
Yeah, smelling a little fleshy down here.
I don't know who is the most vampire player this time.
Bubba.
Can we all...
I don't know.
Bubba. Bubba was the most
Give
vampire.
Give it to Bubba. Mm-hmm.
Bubba was doing good.
Yeah.
Just tore apart. Yeah, that was gross. That was gross.
Yeah.
Good job, Bubba.
Yeah, right. Bubba did work.
Yeah, I need to.
And Elizabeth has a lot more secrets. She just doesn't tell everyone.
I need to join a gym or something. So
I can't fight at all. I have no fighting
skills. Yeah,
no.
The shotgun, you know.
I know. It was like an improvised thing, and I felt like she was trying to defend the people that had been kind to her. So.
Yeah.
I need to level up. And she doesn't like anyone in this town except for her little coffee shop.
I have dexterity and strength, but only 2.
I don't even know if you have a coffee shop at this point.
Yeah,
I
know.
We're going to make a file a claim.
File a claim. Yeah.
With what insurance?
I know.
Yeah.
Just
have a grand reopening.
Well, I don't know. When I was a teenager, between the age of 15 and 19, I had 14 speeding tickets.
Oh my god!
What? So yeah. So I like to drive fast. So my.
Are we talking in game or out of game?
Out of game. My car insurance. The place I had to go was an office that also sold firearms at the same office. And it was some no-name. I can't remember
where
the name.
From again?
Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, from Louisiana. So I'll preface it with that. And it was...
Firearms.
My insurance payment was as much as a car payment, like $280 a month.
Oh, my God.
And then it got... I'm surprised they let me even have, because I called State Farm to see about insurance. They were click. They just hung up on me. So yeah.
Oh my God.
But there's insurance.
They're not there for you.
For any, for the premium. Everyone.
Maybe there's a special vampire insurance agency,
probably.
Like home
there
insurance.
Has to be.
You could be like, oh yeah, we've had an incident. So we just have cleaners come in.
Yeah.
The main thing is just we lost a couple of windows.
Yeah.
That's
our door is fucked from being slammed open.
We need Vitra. Blood, whatever.
Vitae.
Is it look like blood or is it like
though.
Clear?
Hmm?
It
looks like blood.
Oh. Yeah. It's just special.
So it's just thicker.
Oh, okay.
It's more viscous, if you will. But yeah, you two are now in torpor.
Yeah.
Essentially the state that you found Elizabeth in.
Yay. Nice.
Well, since... Well,
and so is dog food.
Yeah.
Well, you
dog food has someone who's looking out for her.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're not staked, though, right?
No.
But they were using some blood magic on the knives.
Yeah.
Those, I don't like them. They're mean.
Yeah. It was called Scorpion's Touch.
Oh.
Touch. That's a cool name.
It is a cool name, but they suck.
Yeah,
Also, what the shit about your dice? Yeah.
I don't know. I was rolling fucking hella good today.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. Like, you were on fire.
Hella good.
Give it up to Bubba for that six dice, six successes,
Bubba
though.
Bubba is the most
that was some clutch
vampire
shit.
Player.
Yeah, yeah, Bubba got the most.
Bubba is
the
MVP,
Yeah, that was a heck of an ending. So, but I guess Colostrum is for sure going to probably rescue you guys.
Yeah.
Bob is going to bury dog food. They have a plan for this.
they've already worked this out.
Work
this is going to happen.
Yeah. dog food has plans. yeah, I'm glad Bubba got away. That would have been nasty.
Oh yeah.
Phew.
Well, that's going to leave a mark on us.
Yeah,
Do vampires get scars?
No.
Oh. I meant like emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally.
No, I
got emotional scars.
I just think scars are cool, so.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you got to use your specialization in psychiatry.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was cool.
Just multiple times. I mean, you had
cool.
Anthony, and then you had Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I didn't think that, like, when we started the game, I didn't think that Elizabeth would have, like, allowed that, but I think that she ended up trusting everyone enough to allow that because they'd all, you know, looked out for each other for a while, which I think is very new to her, so it was a good character development.
Mm-hmm. Our group seemed to have fine trust in one another and figured out how to live with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still surprised by Bubba giving a thank you to Charlotte and her being gracious about it.
I leave it up to interpretation whether or not that was Bubba's idea or dog food. That may have been the dog food didn't want to say thank you.
Oh, fair.
I don't know. I feel like Bubba has more.
Bubba has more heart.
Has more of a chance of saying thank you than.
Yeah.
Dog food. I think dog food has a hard time. It has a lot of pride.
Bubba might have been like, if you're not gonna say it, I'm gonna say it.
I'm gonna say it. Yeah.
Like, I want to give her my favorite toy.
Leave that in the back room.
I feel like my heart is pumping from that combat. Like, that was a lot.
Bubba freaking.
Well, you guys actually did a lot of damage.
We did pretty well. I thought as soon as I saw, I was like, "Oh, we're fucked." Like, there's
well,
four
technically,
of us,
you literally should have been. I mean, you were using your boosts right. You were using your abilities right.
I'm just like, I found a shotgun.
Yeah. But those weren't easy adversaries. They were an older age than you. So
and especially surprised I was able to scare one away. Like, even though he nicked me as he left, I was surprised it worked.
Yeah. Thank you for being our DM.
Yeah. It was fun. That was such a cool fight, that scene.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Especially tense because I really needed to pee.
So,
I felt like there was real-world consequences to drawing out the fight.
There was a sense of urgency.
Like, come on, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, so, did you pick an MVP?
Yeah, Bubba.
Yeah, it's Bubba.
Oh, it is Bubba.
Yeah.
Most vampire player. He rolled good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and especially, you used him, right? You know, you waited till I couldn't do anything, and...
Yeah. Yeah. I learned my lesson from last time. Is that don't send Barbara after a hard target.
Right, yeah. Right.
I figured that's the play is dog food grapples and then Bubba gets in there.
Yeah, I mean, he can do superficial damage, but still, mm-hmm. if you drop somebody down, they're losing two dice.
Yeah.
So, that was cool.
Yeah, if that had gone, if dog food had gotten out one more round, I think she probably would have won.
He was down to one.
He was down to one health.
Oh my god!
Damn.
Oh man. And that was because Bubba did enough damage, but it was superficial.
Yeah.
So if you were able to get Fangs in, it would have been enough aggravated to.
Did he? How many brawl dice did he have?
Huh?
How many brawl dice did he have?
The brawl?
Yeah. How much? Oh, he was using melee, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. But also he was juicing. You can juice it, mm-hmm. right? So, I think I was rolling seven, eight, nine, something like that. Depending on his resolve and composure is huge.
That's why I was like, I don't know if it's going to do any good for me to try and like dominate him.
His resolve and composure were out of the
room. Yeah.
I still think we gave him a bloody nose. Like in terms of his reputation, he went after four neonates, one of whom can fight even vaguely.
Yeah.
At all.
And he kind of got whooped. Yeah. Like he came out of there, but I think people are going to be talking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to appreciate it. It's going to be embarrassing. But
what's Colostrum going to say about this?
Plus, I was going to say, like, they're going to be mad, I'm assuming, because they're
going to be mad at them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and think about it. Why she's going to, you know, the one thing she's going to is wondering is, why are you two staked and she's not?
Yeah.
I thought that was decorative. I thought that was just to make, for like, mise-en-scene.
It was like a Madonna video.
I thought it was
he
ran out of time and saw her coming and just didn't get to it. But we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, no, I mean, that could have been why Fane did it. Yeah.
But she's going to wonder, she's going to read more into it, potentially.
I'm going to get a text from my partner in a few minutes, like, how did the game go? I'm going to go, it was a total party wipe.
I need some res.
Almost. Bubba was still there.
Bubba's still there.
My thought was, I bet, when I was thinking, like, okay, am I just going to roll another round against him, I thought Bubba can't get hit even once. That is the end of Bubba. So it's probably. And also I thought, would Bubba, I'm trying to think what the dog would do.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog doesn't really care about killing the guy.
No.
He cares about getting dog protecting, food out. So that seemed to be more what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good, yeah.
And I like the call of the call of the wild at the end.
It's cool. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Good game.
All right.
So until next time, we'll see what happens. Bye, everyone.
Bye.